From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Students in the Rockbridge High School branch of Students Demand Action are calling for changes to Missouri's gun legislation. Students invited policymakers, school administrators, and other experts on gun violence to participate in a town hall discussion yesterday about what is being done to prevent gun violence in the state. The principal of Rockbridge High School, Jacob Cerna, says students can feel a change in the atmosphere of their school.
We do several drills throughout the course of the year in anticipation of someone in the building we don't want in the building. I don't recall doing that early on in my career. And so, yeah, it's changed the culture because you're not constantly thinking about it, but you have to think about it every once in a while. And so when you do that and you do things repeatedly, it changes the culture.
Some of the changes being made to keep students safe at Rockbridge include securing the building entrances to make it easier to keep track of who is entering and leaving the school throughout the day. A federal jury found in favor of Missouri's largest peach producer, whose suit claimed dicamba-based herbicides from Monsanto and BASF ruined his orchards. Corinne Ruff reports on the verdict reached Friday in Cape Girardeau.
After 3 weeks of testimony, lawyers made their closing arguments and left it up to the jury. They came to a decision within a few hours of deliberation, finding Bader Farms should receive $15 million in damages. The jury also found that defendants Monsanto and BASF are liable for negligent product design and failure to warn about the risks of the products. Another hearing to determine punitive damages is scheduled for this weekend. Farmers are hoping the verdict sets a precedent for other dicamba-related suits awaiting trial. Reporting from Cape Girardeau, I'm Corinne Ruff.
The Missouri Senate's Republican caucus voted nearly unanimously late last week to send a repeal of a new state legislative redistricting system to voters. Jason Rosenbaum reports at least one GOP lawmaker feels it's premature to ask for a revote.
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield was the only Republican to vote against a ballot item wiping out most of the Clean Missouri state legislative redistricting system. The ballot measure would have either bipartisan commissions or judges draw House and Senate maps, as opposed to a demographer who must take partisan fairness and competitiveness into account. Huff says he's not enamored with the Clean Missouri system, but he says now is not the time to ask voters to reconsider their 2018 decision to put it in place.
We're changing something now that hasn't happened yet. This consideration that districts are going to be changed and voters are going to be disenfranchised if we don't do something. There hasn't even been a demographer appointed yet.
Huff says he's faced no repercussions from GOP leadership for his vote. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Raleigh Ritter, a business owner and rancher from Seneca, has announced he is seeking the Republican nomination for governor in 2020. Ritter cited the volatile situation and political misrepresentation within the Republican Party when announcing his candidacy. He will be challenging the incumbent, Governor Mike Parson. Ritter, a graduate of Westminster College and co-owner of Ritter Rail Incorporated, says economic development and agriculture will be among the primary focuses of his candidacy, according to the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.